All right, welcome. Glad you are with us, Brandon House, live at CPAC Dallas 2022. We started broadcasting about 9:30 this morning. We're going to go till 9 o'clock tonight. Most people would take off. They would have been done. They would have run a best of, but not us. We're here because you demand it, you want it, and you support us. And the more you support us, the more committed we become. Isn't that funny? The more support we get, the more committed we get. We're pretty committed, but I tell you what, when you know people are backing you and supporting you, you don't want to let them down. And when you have people telling you that you don't miss the show, that you watch it every day, that you schedule your life around it, how can you say, oh, it's just going to run a best of tonight? So I take it very seriously that many of you watch this show and you book your life around it and you're committed and you support us. And because that's why a lot of people say, this guy never takes off. That's true. A lot of your talk show hosts take off for a week at a crack and get someone to fill in or run best ofs. You never see me do that. If I take a day off here or there, it's because I'm busy doing something like packing up the studio to bring it to CPAC and then traveling back to set it all back up. Or there's something administrative going on that I got to be a part of. But other than that, you won't see me taking off vacation for a week. Guess what? When we save the country, then we can take a vacation. But right now, there's no time for vacations, all right? So here we are on a Friday night in Dallas, and even the crew, even the guys in the control room, Logan, Reagan, Van, my wife, Melissa, trying to get me to run a best of tonight and go to a Mexican restaurant. Well, guess what? We're going as soon as we get off the air at 9 o'clock. Yes, I'm going to have Mexican restaurant food at 9 o'clock. So I'm up all night long with indigestion. That's a great idea, guys. Maybe go to get me some applesauce and yogurt for the old man. That's what I need. Anyway, all right, joining me, that's my monologue for the night.
Okay.
My monologue for the night is no time for vacations. All right, that's my monologue. We have to keep fighting. Absolutely. What do you think, Reagan, Logan, Van? You like that monologue? That's the monologue for the ages. All right, joining me tonight is going to be Mickey. Mickey's going to be with me. She's Ashley Babbitt's mother. She's going to be with me. Mickey is standing right here. She'll be with us here in just a little bit. They're going to be joined by Dr. Witcher, Dr. John Witcher. Remember, he would take people out of the hospital, and their family would request it. They're killing my patient, my family member who's the patient. They're killing him. They're putting him on remdesivir. They're trying to put him on a ventilator. And Dr. John Witcher would show up with the family helping and take that individual out of the hospital, bring him to a hotel room where we would set up a virtual, basically, hospital room in a hotel and save their life. He'll be my guest live. He's been with us many times in Memphis at the studio. He's here at CPAC. Then we're going to be joined by Margaret Byfield. Margaret was with me last week. She's the expert on 30 by 30. The government, with the Biden regime, with the UN, and many government agencies, it's all documented, not conspiracy, they have an agenda to take 30% of our farmland, 30% of our waterways, and put it in conservation where you can't plant on it, where you can't fish from it. Folks, this is a manufactured food crisis and famine, part of Agenda 21, also known as Agenda 2030. Margaret Byfield is the expert on this. She's driven 2.5 hours to be here with us tonight in studio at CPAC. We'll start with David Sinclair. David, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you very much for having
me. Thank you for being with us. Tell us about your company. We've been promoting your company, but I've been wanting to get you on for a while. But you have a very lovely wife, and you guys had an anniversary and traveled. And
yep,
so it's taken a while to get you booked, David. But
and
it's
I'm sorry
glad to
that.
Have you in person. No, don't apologize. You're taking care of your family, no, celebrating your marriage.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's not your wife?
No.
Well, I'm sorry. Hey, what's your wife's name?
Dina.
Dina. This is just, I don't know who this is.
Okay. So Dina's actually over in the other room.
Oh,
so,
okay. All right. It's all
she'll
good.
Be here soon.
Okay. Who is this?
So this is Anne. She's my PR
she's
person.
She's your PR person. Okay. Like, well, how did she get in the rope? What is she doing in here?
She's my cat herder. Yeah, okay. She herds me.
You're going to really scare me if you said, I don't know who she is. And we're like, security. All right. Sorry about that. What's her name? Anne. Is that her? Anne Baldwin. Sorry, Anne. Okay. All right. So now that I got that all straight.
Yep.
Tell us about your company.
So my company is Volta Wireless. We are a privacy-focused mobile service provider. So today, most people don't realize it, but AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, they're collecting everything that you do. Every phone call you make and receive, every text message you make and receive, every internet search, your location 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, everything. They're collecting all that information, and they're holding on to it. They hold on to it for 5, 7, as much as 10 years. Why do they do that? So the government can access it whenever they want to. And
now, wait a minute. Let me stop right there. Are you telling me big tech has relationships and arrangements and contracts with the government, and is there money exchanging hands on these deals? Or is there overlooking of certain things, or the government signs off on things that become monopolies? There's got to be a kickback for these big corporations. What's their payment for giving this information to the government?
So mobile service providers depend on having frequencies.
Uh-huh.
Frequencies are
come
issued
from the government.
Frequency licenses are issued by the government.
Right.
A party getting those frequency licenses, they're obligated by the FCC to do certain things, such as collect all of your phone calls, collect all of your text messages, and hold on to them for 5 years at least. That's the minimum that they're allowed to hold on to them. And your question about how does the government access that data? Well, most of it doesn't require a warrant. Now, back in 2019, there was a Supreme Court decision that limited some of the taking of that data that the government can do without a warrant. However, the Inspector General of the FBI came out with a report this past spring that showed that last year alone, the FBI illegally accessed people's mobile phone data more than 3.4 million times in 1 year. I mean, this is from the FBI's own Inspector General, so it's quite possible it was worse even than that. So it's amazing how much data is getting collected, and even worse, it's amazing how much that data is getting shared with anybody and everybody. You know, the FBI gets it whenever they want it. They sell it to anybody who'll pay for it. So it's actually against the law for a mobile operator to sell your real-time location to someone, right? That's for safety, personal safety.
Right.
However, you can go out on the internet today and you can buy people's real-time location. In the last 5 years, each of the three major operators have been fined hundreds of millions of dollars for selling people's real-time location data. They paid the fines and they're keeping on doing it.
Wow.
And so it's amazing how much data they're collecting, what they're doing with it. And finally, I reached a point and said, that's ridiculous. There's got to be something we can do about it. And so I figured out how to start up my company, Volta Wireless. We're a privacy-focused mobile operator. You sign up for our service, and after you sign up for our service, not even the network operators are going to be able to collect
not
your
even,
identity.
When you say network, you mean like iPhone, Android?
I'm talking right now about the guys who own the networks. Verizon, the guys who own the towers, AT&T, T-Mobile.
They won't be able to even access the
data.
They
won't be able to identify your location, your identity, your communications, your internet activity at all.
And it really worked.
It really works. So.
And you must have some really brilliant computer programmers and stuff that, I mean, this is who built all this, right?
Well, I'm lucky enough to have some very good programmers, absolutely, very good developers. But to be honest with you, I didn't invent an awful lot of technology. What I did was took existing technology that's been used for 10, 12 years. I worked in the industrial automation space. It was all about, the last 10 years, it's all about IoT, the Internet of Things, taking internet technologies and applying them to industrial automation that used to be electrical or mechanical. And all I did was take those same technologies I've been using for 10 years in industrial automation and apply them to personal communications. And so you sign up for our service, you get our SIM card, you download our software onto your phone, and all of your communications will be secure. You have unlimited talk, text, and high-speed data. You've got coverage in over 200 countries around the world. In every country in the world, we've got more than two or more operators that you have service with. Your SIM card will automatically connect to whichever network has the better signal wherever you are. So if you're in downtown in Dallas and T-Mobile's got a great connection, well, then you're going to get T-Mobile. When you start heading out to the country, you're going to get AT&T because T-Mobile doesn't do service in the country. So, we've built this platform and we've launched it a little over 6 months ago, and it's been a huge success.
And you can keep your existing phone, right?
You can keep your existing phone. Now, what we have seen, though, is when I started talking to people about the service, everybody said, well, do you have a phone? Because everybody knows. Apple is using the iOS operating system. Google is using the Android operating system also to collect all your information, right? And so they kept asking me enough that I finally said, okay, we're going to have to go out and develop our own phone. And so I found a company that develops secure communication devices for various government agencies in various countries. And I contracted with them to develop a consumer version of their device. And so about 2 months ago, we launched the Volta Private Phone, which I have here for
you
today.
Looks like the regular phones.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's very lightweight.
You can get your same apps, text.
So it is based on Android, but it's been completely de-Googled. And so you can get all the same apps that you would deploy on an Android phone, but Google doesn't have to know about it.
Now, no one can track you. They can't see what you're searching, your text, where you're
absolutely
at.
Absolutely.
Can't see any of that.
Google's not getting that information. Apple's not getting that information. Nobody's getting Verizon, AT&T, et cetera, they're not getting that information. So in the U.S., we use AT&T and T-Mobile's towers. So anywhere where we have AT&T coverage or T-Mobile coverage, you can have coverage with Volta Wireless.
But you don't have to get one of the phones to start.
You do not have to get one of the phones to start with. No. So if you use one of the promo codes, we've got a lot of them. I think you have your own promo code,
yeah.
Code WVW. With WVW, you can get your first month of service for just $9.99. And that's 30 days of unlimited talk, text, and high-speed data. And then after that, it's just $39.99 plus tax every month.
Excellent.
And so it's a great deal.
And so how many people are starting with that and then flipping to actually just buying your phones?
So before we even launched the phone, we already had over 400 pre-orders of the phone that were fully paid for.
Wow.
And we've already shipped out all of those 400 phones. And now we're on to new orders of the phones. And so we're doing great. You know, if you figure it's only a product that's 2 months old and we've already got about 500 phones in the hands of consumers today.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
We're doing pretty well for a company that most people have never heard of.
Exactly right.
You know, Volta Wireless, we launched March 29th. Our public marketing and network and everything. We have over 2,000 subscribers today. Our goal is to get to 10,000 by the end of the year, and we're growing like gangbusters right now.
Good. So, and you support conservative causes like this?
Absolutely. So we're at
Roger Stones, who turned me on to you guys.
Yeah, Roger's a great guy. I love Roger. He's a wonderful guy, and he has been extremely helpful in introducing me to the world of the conservative commentators, the people like yourself. I'm a simple person, right? I was never involved in politics. But honestly, in 2019, 2020, things just kind of hit a point.
Yes,
it's like,
you
know, we've got to start doing something about this. Somebody doesn't stand up and do something, it's never going to happen. So
right.
In the end of 2019, I founded Volta Wireless. It took me two and a half years to build the platform. But then we launched it. And thank goodness, you know, people are liking it.
Excellent.
People are loving it, actually. You know, we constantly get great feedback from our subscribers. So we really appreciate it.
No, thank you. So VoltaWireless.com, VoltaWireless.com. Use the promo code WVW. They can get the phone, but they don't have to get the phone. They can get also just the application that goes on their existing phone that blocks anyone from getting their data.
Absolutely. Now, if they want to, they can use a special coupon code we've got just for this event called CPAC.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can buy a phone, they get $100 off that phone when they use the coupon code CPAC.
Okay. Otherwise, use WVW, and then we get credit.
They can use WVW and CPAC together.
Okay.
So you get credit for both, actually.
Excellent. Excellent. So, thank you, David.
Hey, thank you very much.
I've been working to try to get this interview with you for a month or more, so I didn't think I'd get one in person, so that's awesome.
I'm really sorry it worked out. It happened that way, but I'm glad it worked out.
It worked out better this way.
Okay,
it really
excellent.
Did. Thank
really
you,
nice to meet you.
You too. We'll look forward to continue working with you. David Sinclair with Volta Wireless. VoltaWireless.com. Use that promo code WVW, and we get credit and help support this broadcast. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.